Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1514. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Delif by Rabbi Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Ramesh and Lefush Lema Rav Rafol Yeshua Ben Bridal. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we're talking about the halachas of talking. Interesting. We're talking about the halachas of talking on Shabbos. V'dabba davar. Okay, so moving further into Sefer Klolim, he says like this, interesting thing. One, we said one cannot say what they're going to do. We said last year, interesting concept, that if there's a way to do this action, the right way on Shabbos without being over Chil Shabbos, then you could say you'll do it during the week, like washing dishes or something. Excuse me. But if there's no way out, there's no way to do it the right way, so then you're not allowed to say it. Okay, so now there's another Chalach also. He brings down, of course, from the Mishbura, like we've been talking about. Also, Levakesh, he says, Sefer Klalim on page Reish Tzadik Aleph, also Levakesh Mechaveri, one could not ask from their friend, Lasses Pula Lacha Shabbos, to do a certain action after Shabbos. Sha'asru b'Shabbos. That's Asr on Shabbos. That's Asr doing Shabbos. Now, we're not talking about hiring. That's a different thing. You're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. We'll see if we could get to that. Like, if I want to hire, we spoke a little bit about it. I want to hire a babysitter. I want you to work for me after Shabbos. Okay, that's not what we're talking about. He just says a taiva, even a favor. Also, levakish mechaver lasis pula lacha Shabbos. Do me a favor, drive me to 45th Street. Something like that. Shabbos Shabbos. When you're mentioning the thing that's not allowed to be done. You mentioned in the action, driving. I'm saying driving, right? You can't drive on Shabbos, so therefore you can't say you're going to drive, and you also can't ask your friend, well, do me a favor, drive me after Shabbos over here and over there. That you can't do. So that's what we're saying. Also, the Bakish Mechaver, Lassus Pula Lacha Shabbos, Shabbos, Shemazkir, Kishemazkir Pula Vasura. So he quotes on the all right, so we'll get to that. So what's the reason? Let's just get to what's the reason. Vatam, Shekevin Kishemazkir Asiyas Pula, when you're mentioning the Pula itself, when you're mentioning the action itself that's not allowed to be done. You're mamish talking words of chol. You're talking things, you're saying things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, and you're saying that you want to do them. And that's the Isser V'Dabber Davar. This is the Isser actually of V'Dabber Davar. So he brings out in 32, it's number 32 on the bottom from the Mishabur over there, Shatam Sha'asru Laima Lachaver. The reason why you're not allowed to say to your friend, or something along those lines, when it would case in time when it will be taka. But also, well, let's say like driving, whatever the case is, humishum dezel diba mamish, because your mamish saying it straight out. And that's where we have the problem. That's where the issue is. Okay, so that's that. Again, just to read it over quickly, asr levakish mechaver, lazes pula lacha shabbos, shasru b'shabbos kishamaske pula b'asru. When you're mentioning the action, it's not allowed. And the reason is, like we said, because this, once you mention the action, that's the v'dabedaver. Okay. So is there a way? Again, we're not talking about hiring workers. We're just talking about I have a friend of mine and I'm asking him a favor, taiva, something like that. But the favor I'm asking him is not something that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, like driving or whatever the case is. Right? So is there, taka, a way? Let's say somehow if I could hint to my friend, would that be okay? So that's an interesting concept, right? So the Sefer Klolim brings down, page Reish Tzadik Beis, again, from our Simon Shin Zayin, and from the Shmir Shabski Hilchas. The reason why I'm doing it from the Sefer Klolim, it just makes it easier. He packs it all together, it's like a one-shot deal, as opposed to going from different Sfarim, which the main Sfarim, right, obviously Mishabura, Shmir Shabski Hilchas, these various different Sfarim, which we use all the time. But he has a whole Sefer, like we've been mentioning, that he packs it all together, so it just makes it a little bit easier to understand. Plus the fact that usually he brings down various different examples, which makes it even easier. So he says like this, so what about if I hint to my friend, I somehow could hint to him that if he could drive me on Shabbos, right? He could, not on Shabbos, he could drive me Tuesday wherever, the mall. So there's two ways of hinting. If somebody hints in a way, we'll see when we talk about Amir La'akim, I wanted to get to that also a little bit, how we could deal with a guy in question to hinting. Just plain hinting, telling a guy to do a malacha, you're not allowed to do. Sometimes I've heard in the past people are under that impression. You can't do it. But there are certain ways to work with it, but not straight out malacha. But we're going to see how exactly that works. In other words, if I hint to the guy, put on the light, I can't do that, right? It's pitch dark in the room, and I can't see. Unless he turns on the light, I can't see. I can't do anything. So I hint to him to put on the light. That cannot be done. But we're going to see how exactly that works. Because of the fact that even if a guy goes ahead and puts on the light, and if it's a case in time, I'm just going off the road a second. If a guy puts on a light for a person and they cannot, there's no way they can't see, they can't use the room, it's pitch dark, right? In other words, it's a pure hana, it's a pure pleasure. So then the mamash not allowed to have hana from that. But if it's a case in time whereby, let's say, a guy puts on, I'm talking about now when a guy just comes and does it by themselves. They just do it by themselves. If a guy comes and puts on the light, but there was already light, it just made a little lighter. So that's okay. In other words, my room is light. I could even learn there. It's okay. He put on an extra light. It makes it even brighter, even better. So then that's okay. Then I'm not allowed to have the guy do it. I'm not allowed to tell him to do it. Then he's not supposed to be doing that for me. But I don't have to leave the room per se, right? If it's pitch dark, I can't make use of that light that he did for me. Okay. But again, I don't want to get off on a tangent. But right now, real quickly, so getting back to when we hint, so there's two ways of hinting. If a person wants to hint to their friend, there's two ways of hinting. You could hint in a way whereby it's actually a tzivoy, whereby you're actually hinting in a way by telling him, even though you're hinting him, but he's understanding that you want him to drive you. Then there's a way of hinting whereby you're not telling him. But we're going to see. We'll see next year. I don't want to get into that now. It's a little bit longer thing. We'll see next year how exactly that works in reference to hinting. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.